Tawin is not one to sit on the sidelines. As well as being the lead singer in her band, Tao and the Get Down Stay Down for 10 years and playing in numerous collaborations, including with Joanna Newsom and Mira, she also has a double major in sociology and women's studies. Man Alive is Tao and the Get Down Stay Down's fifth album, and it's our feature album here at 2ECR all week. The record is a combination of bass-heavy folk, funk, hip-hop, electronic loops, and a bit of quirk in there, but this underlies a quite heavy story of growing up with an absent father. We've got Tawin on the phone all the way from America. Good evening to you. How are you?
Good evening. I'm good. How are you?
Very well. I believe you're in Texas at the moment.
Yes, I'm in Texas. We're here for South by Southwest and a couple of shows on the side.
Now, I've been listening to the album a lot since it's come out only about a week or so ago. Really fantastic, and it's certainly less folky than your previous albums. Was there a conscious effort to steer the band in a new direction with this record?
Yes, there was. I think that this direction we're headed in, we have been interested in heading there for a while, and it was at the end of the last album cycle where we noticed and felt that the strength of our live show was and, you know, where we found it most gratifying was when it was more bass and beat driven. And also we wanted to make an album that would better capture the energy of our live show.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it live. Was the collaboration with TuneYard's Meryl Garbus a bit of a factor in this change of direction as well?
Definitely. And working with Meryl was, one led the other, and vice versa. With the interest in moving away from more chordal guitar-based songs and looking for more energetic and emphatic sound was one of the reasons I wanted to work with Meryl. And, you know, she's a very dear friend, and we had been talking for years about collaborating on a fuller scale.
It's so great that you two got a chance to work together on this album. There's definitely seems like a real collaboration going there. Another thing that stands out to me is the bass from Adam Thompson. Did you really try and bring the bass to the fore for this album?
We did. Yeah, Adam is an amazing bassist, and Jason, our drummer, is also incredible. We have just an amazing rhythm section, and I was really excited about Adam getting a greater chance to shine with bass and also synthesizers and.
I really love it. I mean, I'm being a bass player myself. I really found myself getting hooked onto those bass sounds and the way they sort of were amped up a little bit more so you could really hear them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Yeah. And it also, this record was a chance that everyone sort of dug into different areas that they hadn't before. And so there's a few songs where I'm playing bass, Meryl plays bass on a song, and we all just sort of traded tasks.
Oh, cool. Now, after a couple of listens, I found that some of the riffs were already getting hooked on my brain. I'm sort of interested to know how you came up with these little hooks in your songs. Do you, like, wake up in the middle of the night with them running through your head?
The best-case scenario is when that happens. Unfortunately, it doesn't. I wish they came that easily. a lot of the riffs were a product of myself and our engineer, Bo Thornton, just sitting in the studio, just at the board, and I would plug directly in. And just get a chance, and it was sort of a pedal and effect playground. And a lot of my different guitar tracks and other overdubs were the last to go on, so we had more freedom to just sit around and noodle.
Oh, I like that. Noodling is always good. Now you've mentioned that the album is based around the trajectory of your relationship with your father, and the lyrics are quite honest and raw at times. Were there times while you were writing the record that you felt like you were writing directly to your father?
Yes, there are definitely instances where I was talking to him. I don't think any of the songs were written with the intent of actually communicating with him. I don't think he'll ever hear these songs, but there are some where I'm talking to him, and some where I'm sort of assuming his voice and presuming his narrative. But yeah, we really, it was a pretty intense process.
Yeah, I can imagine it would have been. I mean, you mentioned that you had a conversation with a friend who had a similar sort of situation, and it made you sort of reassess your relationship with your father. And is that sort of what spurned the whole record as a whole?
It was definitely part of it. It was a really pivotal moment. And I hadn't started writing songs for this record, and I didn't know what it would become. yeah, it was a real emotionally potent moment, and it sort of woke up this curiosity in me.
And perhaps that curiosity sort of translated itself into this new direction as well, with sort of more experimental sort of sounds, and I don't know, it just sort of all works. It just clicks together really well.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad to hear that. Yeah, I think you're right that with the initiative I was taking to cover uncharted territory content-wise, it was also a great motivation. And it would have been a disservice not to also explore sonic sounds that could capture that kind of intensity.
Now, as you mentioned earlier, you've got a heap of showcase gigs at South by Southwest, which is about to kick off, I think. How are you feeling about the festival?
That's right.
Are you looking forward to getting out and checking out a few bands?
I'm looking forward to it. I don't know how much time we have to check out other bands. I would love to. But, we definitely have been able to. We played one show. We got into town yesterday, late afternoon, and we rushed to go play one show. And it's always fun and also easy to check out the bands that are on the same showcase as you.
Sure. One day I'll get over there to actually see it, but I just always get blown away by the amount of talent and music, and especially new music that comes out at this festival. It's really a sort of a congestion of talent in one place at one time.
Yeah. It is pretty remarkable. Yeah, it is it's a very unique energy, and it's certainly palpable.
I believe you're also playing a kids show in a couple of days. What's that show going to be like? Do you change around some of the lyrics?
That's right. No, I just mumble them. They're vague enough that I don't think a kid would know what was happening. But yeah, we are playing a show for an organization that we've worked with before and we're in great support of. It helps sort of get kids involved with music, kids who are going through cancer treatment and may or may not be terminally ill. And it sort of presents music and musicians as a kind of therapy. And
oh, it sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, very sweet. We're happy to be a part of it.
Well, good luck with the upcoming spring tour as well as South by Southwest. Now, do you think you'll be heading out to Australia anytime soon?
We certainly hope so. I think this album and this year would be the best chance that we've had. So, we're fingers crossed. We're heading over sometime.
Well, that'd be fantastic to see you here. Well, thank you very much for the chat today. Now, I just wanted to get you to pick a song off the album that you think we should play after this interview.
I'm going to go with Meticulous Bird.